We're doing Tehillim. We're up to the 38th chapter. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Sarachaya Badania Kohen. And before we start this chapter, we should look back at Jewish history. Look at the darkest moments of Jewish history. The people surrounded by the legions of Romans, their steel weapons standing firm, their rigid discipline advancing to destroy. And the Jews look and there's no way out. The fires are burning all around them. The north, the west, everything's been savaged and the Romans are advancing. False prophets abound. People have been falling of hunger. What do you say? What do you do? Person standing at Auschwitz, he looks at the corpses, he looks at the piles all around him. He knows that when he entered a few weeks ago, someone told him the only way out is like that, pointing to the smoke. What do you do? David HaMelech composed this chapter for the moments when a person feels like there's nothing to do. For those times in Jewish history and the times in the Jewish future. When a person finds himself in a situation and he knows the only one he could turn to is God. Very often we have other hopes. But sometimes the facts stare us in the face and there is no way out. There's no natural way out. And for those times, David HaMelech composed this chapter, Pasuk Aleph, Mizmor LeDavid LeHazkir. This is a praise, this is a song that King David composed for the Jewish people to recount, to say over before God at times of danger. This is the chapter. Mizmor LeDavid LeHazkir Adonai al beketz pecha tochicheini uvachamatcha teyasereini. King David, on behalf of the Jewish people, implores before God and says, please, do not rebuke me, do not punish me, do not afflict me out of your anger. Al beketz pecha tochicheini. There is rebuke that stems from love. There is rebuke that stems from anger. Why'd you do that? That's usually an angry response. I can't believe you did that. Is that what's most beneficial for the listener, or is that an expression of our own feelings? Anger that is, rebuke that is productive stems from love, does not stem from anger. David HaMelech pleads before God and says, I know the Jewish people will not be deserving of your mercy. And yet I beg of you, when you have to rebuke them, let it not stem from anger. Al beketz pecha tochicheini. Do not rebuke me, do not punish me out of anger. Uvachamatcha, and in your wrath, teyasereini, please do not afflict me. The person sees what's coming. And yet even the worst blows can be cushioned. And he says, God, let it not be out of anger that you punish me. Ki chitzecha nichatu vihi, matinchat alai yadecha. For your arrows have pierced me. Your arrows have descended upon me. Ki chitzecha, for your arrows nichatu vi, have descended upon me. Vatinchat alai yadecha, and your hand came down upon me. I know you're punishing me, David HaMelech says. I don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out the corpses lying all around me. Thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. We've had it many times in our history. The roads lined with corpses. The destruction of the Second Temple, there was a stream of blood flowing out of Jerusalem. So David HaMelech says, I know your hand has come down upon me, and yet I still beg, let it not be out of anger. En mitom bivsari mipnei zamecha. God, there's no place in my flesh that remains whole. All over I'm afflicted out of your anger. En shalom ba'atzamai Mipnei chatati. In my bones there is no peace. There is no peace in any of my limbs. And I know the real cause is, David HaMelech says, the real cause is my own sins. I know I brought it upon myself. Ki avonotai averu roshi kemasach haved yichbedu mimeni. Because my sins have surpassed my height. It's like I've entered waters that are deep waters above my head, ki avonotai, for my sins, averu roshi. They've come above my head. Ki masach haved, it's like a weight that's so heavy, yichbedu mimeni, it's beyond what I could carry. So David HaMelech says, sometimes a person sees the punishments coming and he says, I know I deserve it. Sometimes a person says, I know how sinful I've been. I know how much I've wronged. I know how much I've led a life that's different than the life God desires of me. And yet I turn to God. That's the everlasting strength of David HaMelech. A person doesn't come down hard on himself and say, so I give up. A person comes down hard on himself and says, so I keep trying. And David unabashedly says, I know my sins have surpassed my height. I know that they are more weighty than a weight I can carry. And yet I ask you, I ask for mercy. Hiv'ishu namaku chaburotai. My wounds have festered. My wounds have turned to gangrene. Mipenei ivalti, because of my foolish ways. I know it's stupid of me. Everyone knows when they do something stupid, they're doing something stupid. It's rare that we do something stupid and think we're smart. Deep down inside, there's that little voice saying, you're going to regret this. And out loud, there's the voice saying, yeah, but I want to. David HaMelech says, I know that I'm suffering because of my foolishness. Naveti shachoti ad meod kol hayom koder hilachti. Naveti, I've been bent over. I've been crippled. Shachoti ad meod. I've been bent almost to the ground. I've been bent tremendously. Kol hayom koder hilachti. And I walk all day in darkness. Koder comes from the word kadar. Kadar is one who makes pitchers. Now that their earthenware pitchers always are their earthenware pots. Kedar, kadar is an earthenware pot that would sit directly on the fire and would always be black from all the smoke. So koder means black, but it's really a borrowed term. Koder means blackened. Like blackened by the soot, blackened by the smoke. So David HaMelech says, it's as though my head's in the ground. I'm in such dire straits. I'm totally bent over. I'm walking in darkness. Ki chesalai male'u nikleh. Because my back, my spine is filled with burning sensation, with fire. Ki chesalai male'u nikle ve'ein metom bivsari. And there is nothing whole about my flesh. I am wounded all over. From within, from without. Ki chesalai male'u nikle could also mean, chesalai could mean my thoughts. For my thoughts, in my own thoughts, I am light. I can't take myself seriously anymore. Sometimes a person comes to do tshuva and he tells himself, you know you're not going to live up to it. How many times have you gone to Alcoholics Anonymous and dropped out? How many times have you promised yourself you're not going to burst into an outrage again and you didn't live up to it? Sometimes a person starts to take himself lightly. If he'd be writing a discourse with himself, he'd say, you know, you're not for real. I can't take you seriously. David HaMelech says, Ki chesalai, my own thoughts, male'u nikle. They take myself lightly, so to speak. My thoughts take myself lightly. I have a hard time taking myself seriously. Pasuk tet.
Nefugoti venitkeiti ad meod, shaagti minamat libi. Nefugoti venikleiti, I have been weakened, David HaMelech says. I have been depressed, ad meod, tremendously. Shaagti, and when I roar out, I don't even have the strength to emit the roar from my lips, but rather minahamat libi. It is my heart that roars. My mouth is silenced. Look at the poetic form. Nefugoti, I've been weakened. Venidketi, and I've been depressed ad miod, tremendously. To the point where his roar is a whimper, it is the heart that roars.
Adonai, negdecha chol tavati, ve'anchati mimecha lo nistara.
David HaMelech says a line that very often is gnawing at us as we pray. He says, God, you know what I need. I know I'm not telling you anything new. Negdecha chol tavati. My desires are opposite. My desires are opposite you. You know what I need. V'anchati, and my sighs mimecha lo nistara. They're not hidden from you. So then why are you davening? And that goes to the root of the book of Tehillim. Hashem wants us to daven. Hashem doesn't want us to lead this life in solitude. We have a gift in this world. We have a gift that we can talk to Hashem. And so Hashem says, talk to me. You're not going to tell me anything I didn't know beforehand. But you will evolve as you talk to me. When a person expresses what's on their heart, they gain clarity. They gain strength. You ever try saying to your parents, I love you? You ever try telling someone, I'm sorry? I wronged you. I apologize. Why is it so hard to get the words out of our mouth? Because there's a difference between thought and speech. When we say something, we've come forward another step. We've taken that thought and done something with it. And when we daven, we do the same thing. We're taking our thoughts. Yeah, Hashem, you're following all this. Sometimes I have to daven in thought. I can't express it. But when I can, I should express it. Hashem says, I'm waiting to hear from you. Now what gets in our way? Why are we inhibited? It's not so much embarrassment as our own ego. I can wing this myself. No, you can't. Who's going to keep your pulse beating? Tefillah balances a few points. One is the recognition that Hashem is running the world. Two is the recognition that Hashem is willing to change things in the world. And three is the recognition that my prayer matters. It is a biblical mitzvah to daven. So Hashem says, if you talk to me, I'm listening. And when you talk to me, you're showing something. You're expressing a recognition that I'm running the world. That's intrinsic to the prayer. You're expressing a recognition that you need me. So David HaMelech says, I know I'm not telling you anything new, Hashem. Quite the contrary. You see everything I need. You know my size. And yet I turn to you because you are the solution. But part of the solution is that you await my prayer. Hashem, so to speak, says, talk to me. You want to talk to me? We could talk.
Libi secharchar. Azavani chochihi.
My heart, says David HaMelech, is sechalchar, is surrounded with sorrow. My heart, says David HaMelech, is just encompassed. Azavani chochi, and all my strength has left me.
Ve'or einai gamhein ein iti.
And the light of my eyes, said David HaMelech, no longer remains with me. You ever see people whose eyes look like they're burnt out? You see those eyes? No light shining. The eyes usually represent life. And sometimes when that light that's in the eyes has been extinguished, the eyes represent sorrow. David HaMelech says, even the light in my eyes has been extinguished. And remember, he's talking on behalf of all of us. He's talking on behalf of the Jewish people. Oh, havai v're'ai mineged nigi yamodu ukrovai merachok amadu. Here I am afflicted, and those who I thought loved me, I thought they were my friends, they're standing on the side. They're not getting involved. Ukrovai, and those who always show themselves to be my budding friends, merachok amadu, suddenly they stand from afar. And this has been our history. Time and again, people showed themselves to be our friends, our partners, and when the moment came, when the true test of our relationship arose, they weren't there for us. Quite the contrary. When my grandfather heard that they found a mass grave of a village in Europe where the neighbors turned on their Jewish neighbors, and one night they massacred everyone, made a mass grave, took over their homes and their wealth. So my grandfather looked at me and said, "Why is everyone getting so excited?" So I said, "Saba, what do you mean? People are living together as citizens. They're living in the same town. And they're living together year after year, decade after decade, centuries. And then one night they see that they could get away with it because the Nazis are coming to power, and they get up, they murder their neighbors. What do you mean? Why is everyone getting all excited?" So my grandfather said to me, "You don't understand. I know of many cases where that happened. It wasn't only one town. There were many towns where that happened. So they found the mass grave of one town. If anyone will go looking, they'll find many towns that way in Europe. It was a known thing throughout Europe that this was happening right and left." David HaMelech says, those who seem like my friends, they just stand on the side. Those who make like they're close to me, obviously when they stand to benefit from it, suddenly they're standing from afar. Vaynakeshu mevakshei nafshi vedorshei ra'ati diberu avot umyomot kol hayom yegu. And the people who want my soul, they set up stumbling blocks for me. And those who want to do me harm, diberu havot, they spoke against me in ways that were meant to break my spirit. How many times were we cursed? How many times were we cursed as they were beating us? It's not enough that he's beating the Jew, but he's got a lot to say to go with it. Unfortunately, this is present day current events, not only history. Umirmot kol hayom yehegu. David HaMelech says, they're constantly conspiring, they're constantly making claims against me that aren't even true. But that's what they're saying against me. Vani chechereish lo eshmam. And I, says David HaMelech, I make believe that I'm deaf, as though I haven't heard. Uch ilehim lo yiftach piv. And I make myself as though I'm mute, who doesn't open his mouth. So do I walk by in silence. Vayhi ki ish asher lo shomeya. I make believe I don't understand them. Ve'ein b'fiv tochachot. And I made believe like I have nothing to answer them. Ki lecha Adonai hochalti, atatane Adonai Elohai. The strength of the Jewish people and the strength of David HaMelech. He says, my hope is with you. And I never give up that hope. How many Jews went into the chambers saying Shema Yisrael? They're trying to break our spirit? No. Ki lecha Hashem ochalti. My hope is with you. It is to you I pray. I'm going to try every way I can to get out of here. But my hope is with you. And atatane, and I know you will answer, Hashem, my God. Ki amarti pen yismechu li. You know why I'm silent? Because I say to them, maybe if I answer them and they knock me down, they'll be even happier. Bimot ragli alai higdilu. Maybe when I fall, then they'll say, ah, you see what he got? He opened his mouth. Look what he got. I don't know that I'll succeed. They're holding the big stick. So David the Melech says, that's why I don't answer them. I know you're the solution, Hashem. And I know that I'm not going to gain anything by answering them. And I, quite the contrary. I might just make them happier. There's a fantastic duality going on in this chapter. On the one hand, David HaMelech just said, I know I might continue stumbling. And that's the pasuk right after he said, my hope is with you, Hashem. Which one is it? The answer is both. At the same time that David describes his suffering and he says, I know, Hashem, you're the solution to it all. David HaMelech is also saying, and I don't know if I'm going to merit that solution. I don't know if you're going to help me. I know my hope is with you, but you didn't give me a prophet. You didn't tell me, hey, tomorrow you're getting out of here. There's tremendous reality in this chapter. David is being very realistic. And so David says, I don't answer them, because I don't know what your plan is, God. I don't know if I'm going to make it out of here. Ki ani litzela nachon. Because my history, David says, on behalf of the Jewish people, is that I'm like a rib. A rib is a part of the body that doesn't protect itself. The hand can protect itself. The head could protect itself. The rib is standing there, and it can be broken, but it can't protect itself. Ki ani litzela nachon. I've been prepared like the rib. That's one understanding here. Another understanding here is that sela means to be broken. Ki ani litzela nachon. I know that I've been set up to be knocked down. If God wanted us to have tranquility, He could have made the state of Israel in Australia. He could have given us a land which has the beaches, it has a self-sufficient economy, it has rains, it has everything you could think of. But He didn't. God could have given us Sudan, Mozambique, could have given us a much more quiet territory. No, Hashem put us in Canaan, the merchant's routes. Everyone passes over here. The key connector between Africa, Europe, Asia, here, that's where God wanted us. Ani litzela nachon. I know I have to be worried. I know that my future is questionable because my history constantly teaches me that I get beaten. Ki ani litzela nachon. I've been established in a situation where I've been constantly beaten. From the time we left Egypt, you'd think we'd have a little bit of peace and quiet. Right away we see in our parsha, we're attacked. What'd we do? What'd we do to Amalek? They come, they travel distances across the desert to attack us. What'd we do? Ki ani litzela nachon. David HaMelech says, I know that I've been set up to be beaten. I know the cause for my being beaten. I know it's up to me to be a better person. But at the end of the day, I'm in a different position than any other nation. Umachovi negdi tamid. And there's always potential for me to suffer. What a Jewish line. There's no country where I can be confident that everything will be okay. Nowhere. Wherever I go, machovi negdi tamid. There's always potential for a pogrom, for Jews being expelled from the country. Look at our history. Ki avoni agid. Now, let's pause for a minute. When is David saying this chapter? What has David witnessed from Jewish history? We left Egypt, we were attacked once, we had two or three wars in the desert, we conquered the land of Israel, we had a few spats here in the land of Israel. The Philistines wanted to conquer the land, we fought them back. What's he talking about? How did David know that this is the way Jewish history would play itself out for the next 3,000 years? Not 3,000. 2,500. We have the brilliance of hindsight. We know that the past two millennium have been wrought with bloodshed. We know how much Jewish blood has been spilled over the last two millennium. But what did David see that made him say all this? Our sages say the whole chapter is a chapter that's here for the Jewish people. It's a chapter that the Jewish people lazkil. David introduces the chapter. This is the chapter you guys should mention because there will be times of need. It's remarkable when you look at the words and how they fit our history, and you think about the fact that David was at the starting point of Jewish history, the first Jewish king. Ki avoni agid edag mechatati. My worry, as we said earlier, the reason I cannot be confident that I will be successful is because I am honest and I know that I have sins. Ki avoni agid. I can recount my sins. Edag mechatati, and so I worry over what I've erred. The things I did willfully wrong, avoni, I can say over. Those I can recount. But I have to be worried about how many times I mistakenly sinned. Ve'oyevai chayim atzeimu. Rabu sonei shakel. Ve'oyevai, and my enemies, chayim atzeimu. They strengthen their lives. They build their nuclear power plants. They build their nuclear weapons. They import, they export their oil. Their life is only getting better. How much does a can of Coke cost in Jerusalem?
6 shekels.
How much does a can of Coke cost in Gaza? Guess.
3.
Try 1, 1.5. Why is that? Because I guess we have to break the blockade. We have to help them. Life is much cheaper there than here. They did a survey of the basic products. I mean, Coke is not a basic product, with all due respect to Coca-Cola. Ve'oyevai chayim atzeimu. My enemies, they have the good life. They're just getting stronger in life, in the physical, in the joys of life. Ve'rabu sonei shaker. But my enemies, they keep perpetuating lies against me. And the lies get bigger and bigger. Who sent that shark to Egypt? You know it was the Mossad, right? Who killed all those Christian Egyptians? Must have been the Mossad, right? We have an interest in killing Christian Egyptians. But half the Muslim world believes it. David HaMelech says, I know I have to worry. I know that I have things to fix about myself. But I look at my enemies and I see them living the good life. And I see them perpetrating lies against me. Umishalemei ra'a tachat tovam. And those who return a favor with evil, those who I've done kindness for, and in return I have been hurt, they have treated me evilly. Yistinuni tachat rodfitov. And they hate me because I seek doing good. Because we stick to Hashem in the mitzvot. Because we try to do that which is right. They hate us. You know what the Hamas motto is? We love death as much as the Jews love life. What did we do wrong that we love life? Yistenuni tachat rodfi tov. Al tazveini Adonai Elohai al tirchak mimeni. And David concludes this powerful chapter. He says, Hashem, don't leave me. My God, don't distance yourself from me. Chusha le'ezrati. Be swift to come to my assistance. Adonai tishuati. Hashem, you are my salvation. My hope is in you. Everything I've described, I'm not complaining. I'm sharing my troubles and I'm begging you, help me.